USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight, ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary, the first in the nation, primary balloting. His first appearance in that state will be tonight at a rally. He lost New Hampshire to Hillary Clinton by 2,700 votes in 2016. Before the president heads to New Hampshire later today, he will unveil his spending blueprint, which reportedly includes big cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs like food stamps and housing assistance and Medicaid, while it increases the budget for the military. The Korean drama Parasite, the big winner at the Academy Awards, taking home four Oscars, including Best Picture, and Best Director. Here's Bong Joon-ho accepting that award.
I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tomorrow's the New Hampshire primaries, and Pete Buttigieg is up at the top of the stack in most polls, along with Bernie Sanders, who accused Buttigieg of taking money from big money donors. Buttigieg replies here,
I welcome that support, no matter how they voted in the past, no matter if they've got a lot of money or not. I want their help because, let me tell you, Donald Trump and his allies right now are doing everything they can to hold on to power. They just raised $25 million in a day.
Buttigieg was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. They're looking into the cause of death of a Navy midshipman after he took a physical readiness exam at the United States Naval Academy. He's identified as 21-year-old Duke Carrillo of Flower Mound, Texas. Official reports say he was running the 1.5-mile portion of the Navy's physical readiness test when yesterday he collapsed and later died at a nearby hospital. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The first film produced by President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, the winner of the Academy Award for Best Documentary, American Factory, telling the story of an abandoned General Motors plant in Ohio that was reopened by a Chinese billionaire. The film, streamed on Netflix, shows how optimism when the huge plant reopened turned to disillusionment and anger as the Chinese management imposed strict, exhausting demands on the workers and fired those who didn't comply. The solar orbiter is on its way to the sun. Yet a joint research project of NASA and the European Space Agency lifted off from Cape Canaveral late last night. The $1.65 billion mission aiming to give scientists a better understanding of what drives the sun's dynamic behavior. The star at the center of our solar system does occasionally blast out billions of tons of matter and magnetic fields that can interfere with satellite electronics and radio communications, and in extreme events, it can even disrupt power grids, so they're hoping to learn more about this phenomenon. And Microsoft's co-founder Bill Gates ordering the world's first liquid hydrogen-powered super yacht. He'll pay $644 million to have it built. The five-deck vessel will be more than 360 feet long, called Aqua. It's expected to set sail by 2024. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.